Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show. Welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros.
Yeah.
All right, so we got quite a bit to talk about, I think, in this episode.
Yes, we do.
I don't know where you want to start. I don't know if you want to just start with Disney in general.
Well, let's start with, I don't know, any movies that have come out recently you want to talk about?
Any not movies that have come out recently?
Not necessarily that you've seen, or like any like movie related like news. I don't know.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know.
So not movies that came out, but
no,
movies that came out.
Well, sure. Or like,
are you leading me on?
No, I'm actually
else?
Not. Oh,
okay. I thought you were, so I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
No. I guess I can just start. I
mean, there's not much. So, like, there's not been much out right now. Like the movie theater.
Oh yeah,
like,
there's
dead.
Nothing.
Like, there's nothing that I'm even interested in seeing. My theater, I have a Regal theater, and they're just releasing old stuff over and over again. Like, they're doing a whole like Oscar nomination movie or Oscar winner movie. So they're, you know, you can go see Oppenheimer again. You can go see Killers of the Flower Moon and Barbie and whatnot. But because there's just nothing else out except for like Argyle, which. You know, I don't know if you want to talk about Argyle. But I don't know if you've heard much about it. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it last week.
Oh, yeah, right. Because I totally remember that. Did we talk about who the real Argyle is?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
I don't remember that. yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know if you saw. I don't know what day it was. But at one day this week, I don't know. Maybe let's just say it's Monday. Monday, okay. Tom Holland teased a huge, exciting announcement was coming the next day on Tuesday. He's like, "This
Spider-Man
is a
4.
Very exciting announcement for tomorrow."
Yeah. Right,
and
it was
of course
like,
all the Spider-Man fans were very excited for a Spider-Man 4 announcement, and nope, he's gonna be in a live-action Romeo and Juliet movie.
Right. Yeah, what was that about?
Okay.
Like, wasn't it saying it was like coming out in like a couple weeks? Like, it's already like he's already like filmed it.
Is it really?
That's what it said. Like, I went to the website because it's like a, it's not really like a movie or it's not like a big theatrical release. It's like an event, but it is a movie. But it's not. I don't know. It's really
weird.
I was confused.
But that was his big announcement.
Right.
And of course, all the Spider-Man fans were very disappointed.
Very much.
I mean, surely he knew all the Spider-Man fans would be hyped
just
up
the way
about that.
I'm sure his agent told him to do it. Just like, hey, like, you know, say you're going to make a big announcement so you can get some hype around this movie that no one's going to care about or see.
So. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We got an official release date for Mando and Grogu.
Yay! I hate that title.
The official title, The Mandalorian
and Grogu.
Not Mando and Grogu, nothing short like that. Nope. The Mandalorian and Grogu. Release date was it May 22nd, 2026?
Yeah. I don't... Just call it The Mandalorian. Like, this is going to be the first theatrical release for The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It's like, just call it that. I get it, I guess. Grogu sells... You know, he sells merchandise. You know, he gets parents to bring their kids to go see it. It's like, fine.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a dumb title. And I don't know, like, what story are they going to tell? Like, what?
I don't know. Who's the
Pedro Pascal
the directing it?
Oh, Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau, yeah, he's directing it and writing it, so it gives me a little bit of hope. But
did you I don't see know. Season 3? No, I'm kidding. If he has creative, creative freedom for the project, I think there's hope that it can be good. I don't know. I hope it's not connected to really anything else. I hope it's not like a big cameo fest. Just have a good story about this father and son who go on an adventure and save a planet or something. I don't know. Just keep it basic and simple, but tell a good story. Make it a cowboy western space movie. That'd be fun.
Yeah, like the first season.
The first season, yeah.
Talking about Mandalorian, Gina Carano
and
Elon Musk are suing Disney. Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Gina Carano is suing Disney with the financial support of Elon Musk.
Yes, yes.
Elon Musk is backing her and going to pay for all her legal fees, which is pretty significant because she has, like, he knows that she has a good case against Disney for him to be willing, or Lucasfilm, in order for him to be willing to actually say, hey, yep, I'm backing this, I'm supporting this. Because going back, after Elon bought Twitter, he tweeted something along the lines of saying, you know, if anyone has been wrongfully fired or let go by Twitter, let me know and I will pay for all your legal fees and support you so you can sue. I think it was corporation, just in corporations in general. Like if you've been wrongly let go because of identity politics or whatever, or like, you know, discrimination.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly. But anyways, and Gina Carano tweeted out and saying something along the lines of, I think I might qualify, like kind of jokingly, like, yeah, like obviously she does.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, as the story unfolds, you know, months later, it's like, okay, yeah, she's going to actually sue him. She didn't like expect like Elon Musk to support her. Cause she knows by herself, she wouldn't be able to sue Disney. She doesn't have even nearly enough money going against, you know, one of the biggest corporations in the world. If you get the richest man in the world, who has a lot of power and a lot of money, yeah, I think you probably stand a chance. And she was saying, like, what she really just wants is kind of basically her job back. So I don't know if that means, like, she wants to come back to Star Wars, but she wants to be able to, you know, continue to be an actor and continue to, you know, tell stories and you know, play characters that she loves and enjoys. So she just wants the freedom to do that.
Yeah. Well, because before Disney bought Fox, she was in Deadpool too. She was one of the main characters in both Deadpool movies. So she lost a lot by them firing her from Lucasfilm. She lost her Marvel role and her Star Wars role.
Yeah.
So
true. Good point.
So
that could be a big deal. It'd be definitely a story worth following and seeing, you know. Disney should be, you know, shaking in their boots right now because this is going to mean that they're going to have to release. Well, this could mean if it goes far enough that they're going to have to release all the, you know, all the kind of hidden, you know, emails and things going on behind the scenes during that time when she got fired. Like, you know, that there was, you know, some transgender employee or something that you know, started sending nasty emails to, you know, throughout Disney, you know, throughout the company and saying, hey, you know, we need to get rid of this lady. You know, she's a bigot. She's a racist. She's a homophobe. But anyway, yeah, you know, you have like, there's going to be a whole mess that's going to be uncovered at, you know, and they're into, you know, dry out or get, you know, lay out all their dirty laundry.
And yeah, for sure.
It's just going to continue to look bad for Disney. Like, people are, like, Disney will be the bad guy in all this. And, you know,
yeah.
No one's going to, support them, and they don't have much of a case. Like, they wrongfully fired her, and they lied about why they fired her. There's a lot more, I think, to that. But they said that she was let go. I don't think they actually ever said it was because of the tweet. It was.
Well, they can't legally,
right?
Otherwise, that would be discrimination,
right? So it was for something else, but it turns out it was actually because of the tweets.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, which was discrimination. So
there's I saw some tweets of people saying, "Hey Elon, you should buy Disney," and yep. he did like the little emoji where he was thinking like,
yeah,
and he totally could.
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. Like, okay, so. I think I heard
like they've lost enough money. They're about as worthless as they need to be for him to be able to buy them.
Right. which they are still a massive company. Like, I think they're valued at like probably $250 billion right now.
Yeah.
Which he bought Twitter for $40 billion, 43 or 47.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, you know, but, you know, could he do it? Yeah, probably. Most likely. Yeah. So like what I've heard is that, or what people are theorizing is that he's going to, or that he, one potential way for him to at least get his foot in the door would be just to buy up a lot of stock and, you know, to partner with some other investors as well who are like-minded with him. So like there's one investor, Nelson Peltz, which I don't know what they do, I think it's one guy. But he recently bought a lot of stock in Disney in order to get a seat on the board for the purpose of starting to push the company in the right direction. So he's one who has a big share in the company, and he's like-minded with he's like-minded with Elon. And actually recently, like the other day, he was at a convention or something with Nelson Peltz. Elon Musk was with Nelson Peltz, and they were, mm-hmm. you know, there's that one. Did you see that clip? Elon was wearing the jacket that he wore when he basically said F you to Bob Iger.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing the same jacket, and then he's like, oh, I'm just, and in this clip, he's like, oh, I'm just hanging out with some friends, you know, just talking about what companies we should acquire, you know, nothing much. This is a joke. As he's wearing the same jacket where, you know, he called out Bob Iger. So
that's hilarious.
Interesting. And
yeah, funny. I've heard about that other guy and how people were saying that he's trying to do what Elon Musk did with Twitter, but
yeah. Yeah. So that's one option for Elon is just to get a seat on the board. And start pushing the company in the right direction, or you could outright buy it. But like, because people are like, would he actually buy Disney? It's like, well, it's unlikely. But everyone said it was unlikely that he would buy Twitter, and so and then he bought Twitter. So I mean, who knows?
I don't know. I think he is tired of all the injustice and mm-hmm. just everything they're doing there. So.
Yeah, and he's even talked about how Disney is completely mocked and spat on the grave of Walt Disney, or how Walt Disney would be rolling in his grave if he knew what they've done with his company, with what he started. And so like he gets it, he understands, you know, and he understands the value that is there with a company like Disney. Like Disney at one point was the one of the like most culturally relevant and most, you know, influential companies in the world, and they still almost are. They've just gone downhill in a lot of ways, and like their theme parks alone bring in like Walt Disney World is probably one of the most visited places in the world every year. I think it is like the most visited place in the world. Like that's significant. They've produced some of the greatest movies and greatest stories ever told and ever written, in this modern age. And so that's just
yeah
something to realize. So there's value there, and I know Elon would see that. It's like, even though the company's valued very low right now, its potential is exponential. Like, it has the potential to be a very wealthy company.
Yeah.
Once again. So yeah. Anyways, he knows that.
Well,
so,
yeah. Yeah. To kind of even just segue off of that, just with knowing that they have made good movies in the past and stuff, it's interesting because with all the sequels and stuff that Disney's making, like with, because we did get a release date for Toy Story 5, which I actually didn't even know that they were making a Toy Story 5.
Oh, yeah.
But like with making Toy Story 5, I mean, Toy Story came out in 90 something, right?
95. And the year before I was born.
And it was groundbreaking, and they're still trying to get cash grabs off of it because they can't make anything good anymore. And right. They're trying all these other sequels, Frozen 3, Moana 2, and not necessarily that Moana or Frozen were good movies, but they're
successful.
Moana and Frozen were both successful, so they're just trying to segue off of that and make some just cash grabs because they can't any of their original content they're making right now, nobody is interested in. Nobody wants to see it. It's just garbage.
Yeah.
And even with Marvel and Star Wars, like, it's all stuff that's has already been done before, and they're just pushing it out there because they just don't know how to make anything good anymore.
No, they don't. They can't tell good stories, and they can't produce original content, and so they rely upon the old content, the stuff that's worked, which, you know,
yeah,
okay, fine. Like,
oh, another one. Sorry, unless you want to continue.
Go ahead.
I just thought of another movie sequel that they're doing.
Go for it.
That they're going to completely destroy is the Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh my goodness.
They are replacing Johnny Depp, Captain Jack Sparrow. I mean, she's not going to be Captain Jack Sparrow, I don't think.
No.
Gosh, I hope not.
No, she's not. She's going to lead
the Pirates of the Caribbean movies in the same way that Johnny Depp did as Jack Sparrow. She is a black female that is going to lead the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Probably gay.
From here on out.
Yeah, right. So it's actually going to be based off of a historical pirate, like a real pirate. Because, uh-huh, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies are based off of, you know, pirate lore.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
True stories. Yeah, so this is going to be based off of a female pirate, but one that's white. And so, but they're going to race swap her to be black.
Yeah.
And they're going to, yeah, I mean, it's, they're going to try to copy and paste from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and produce a new, you know, the next generation of Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And it's going to fail. It's not going to go anywhere. It's like, yeah. No one is asking for it. No one wants it. You cannot do a Pirates of the Caribbean movie without Johnny Depp. It won't happen. You can't.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be such a flop. And I can just see it now. They're all going to be like, why didn't this work? I don't get it.
It's because all the sexist stuff.
Pirates of the Caribbean has always worked. It's always worked.
Right.
Why isn't it working?
Ghostbusters. Come like, on.
It doesn't it have Jack works. Sparrow.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just another movie that has always been successful, mm-hmm, with all the sequels. And they're just going to try another one. And they're too hot-headed to bring Jack Sparrow back.
Right, and to too apologize and admit they did the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, to ask Johnny Depp, be like, hey, sorry what we did to you. You want to come back? Mm-hmm. Not that he probably would anyway, but...
Right. Right.
Jeez.
Well, that's the thing is, like, but yeah, Disney won't apologize. Just like, I mean, I think one thing Gina Carano needs to make not only Lucasfilm, but Kathleen Kennedy do is publicly apologize for what they did.
Like, yeah.
They won't do that.
They think they're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're too prideful. They think they're right. They think they did the right thing.
Right.
Yeah. But it would hurt them way too much.
Right.
To hurt their feelings too much to apologize.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know we're just staying in Disney this whole time, but...
what other sequels were announced?
Well, in Marvel, we have from, I don't know, some SAG-AFTRA thing, Pedro Pascal is confirmed to be in Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
They haven't confirmed what role.
Oh, really?
But he is confirmed to be in Fantastic Four, yes. Everybody thinks it's Reed Richards. I hope he's not. I hope he's either... If he is Reed Richards, I hope it's just some dumb variant of Reed Richards if they do any kind of multiverse thing in it, which I don't think they will, but it's always possible.
Yeah.
Or that he is actually Doctor Doom.
Could he be a good Doctor Doom?
I would prefer him as Doctor Doom. I prefer him as Doctor Doom rather than Reed Richards. And I know that just with all the rumors. of them wanting to switch to Doctor Doom.
Right. I
could see them choosing him, but I really don't want him as Reed Richards.
I don't want him as Reed Richards. I don't want him as Doctor Doom either, because I think that would be just a terrible pick. Like, he's... Yeah. Not intimidating at all. I don't think he makes a good villain. He was a villain in Wonder Woman 84 or whatever. He did not do that great of a job.
Wasn't he like a almost like a passive aggressive villain?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, so.
He does not have he doesn't have that villain
for sure. I don't even know if he's a good enough actor to be the villain.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I really don't think he's that great of an actor. I think he gets typecast a lot in...
Well, yeah, like, what does he really...
Serious roles where he doesn't have to act a lot.
People like him...
You know, like, just very, like, limp-faced and deep voice. Like, that's what he gets cast for.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, he was in that Nicolas Cage movie, where he had like a different accent and stuff. But it was just like a goofy movie, so it wasn't like a really good way to tell.
Let's do a season of great acting Nick Cage movies. We'll do every Nick Cage movie.
Yes, I would love that. That's our season two, guys.
Season two. We're gonna take a break from Marvel.
It's been decided right now. It's all Nick Cage movies. Well, maybe the first quarter of his movies. So I think he is well over 100. So,
yeah, at least. Yeah, I don't know. Like, people like him as Joel in Last of Us. I have not watched Last of Us. I've not played The Last of Us. I could be wrong. Actually, I think there's some diehard fans that don't like him as Joel. But,
yeah.
I think he
just has a big fan base.
He does.
His fan base, I think, started with Game of Thrones or whatever.
Yep, and started with Game of Thrones.
Mandalorian. He got a lot of fans from Mandalorian, which was... I was a fan of him with the first Mandalorian and the second season of Mandalorian. But then kind of after that and after seeing some of the other stuff he does, I'm just like, no, I'm not really...
Yeah.
I don't like this guy. He's not a really good guy.
He has a big appeal. Well, so going back to Gina Carano, one thing that Elon and her are gonna push is to expose Disney for their hypocrisy, because they did not hold her to the same standard or hold others to the same standard that they held her. Like, Pedro Pascal has said a lot of pretty, you know, I would say pretty horrific things. Related to COVID and the vaccines, but he said it in a way that fit Disney's agenda. But it was a discriminatory mm-hmm. thing. It was a, you know, I would say, a, you know,
yeah,
probably a racist thing. I can't remember what it was. But I think it was like, yeah, it was comparing those who wouldn't like get vaxxed to Nazis or something. I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's bad.
Anyways, well, like, so there's him, and then, so there's a couple others on the cast that very similar, you know, said things that Disney, you know, if they were going to hold everyone to the same standard they held Gina Carano, Disney should put them through sensitivity training. Like, they asked Gina Carano to go through sensitivity training and so forth, but they won't. They didn't, and so they're being hypocritical and picking and choosing. And just choosing Gina Carano because she's spewing out some conservative narratives or right wing narratives that they just don't want to be part of at all. So.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, there's just yeah. There's a lot of hypocrisy in Disney and they don't really care about justice. They just care about their opinion not being attacked.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you're conservative in any way, you know, you don't have a job. Like, you don't get to have a job. Which I don't understand how Tim Allen is still, you know, employed by Disney and still produces stuff. I know we've talked about in the past, but it's just funny. Like, I think he just has enough. Like, they're doing Toy Story 5, you know, who's gonna be Buzz Lightyear? It's not gonna be Chris Evans, it's gonna be Tim Allen.
Imagine.
Right. Please do it. Like, at this point I don't care, you know. Get cast Chris Evans as the next Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 5. Just do it.
Yeah,
please make a female black led Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Do it. Ray movie. Push it. Come on. No, make her gay. Let's go. I want it. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, it's like, speaking
of female led.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of female led, not Disney, but Sony, talking about Madame Web.
Madame Web.
A lot about Madame Web, but the director was asked this week why Spider-Man wasn't going to be in the movie.
Oh, I didn't see this.
And she said, I concentrated on the fact it was called Madame Web, and I was excited about the fact that we had a really strong, brilliant female superhero at the fore. End quote.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, basically, we don't need no man.
We don't need no Spider-Man.
That was her response.
Well, there's no Madame Web without Spider-Man. Yeah. And that's retarded. Whatever, man. I don't.
Yeah, it's just.
It's the same thing with like the whole Miles Morales thing. Miles Morales was created for the purpose of being a diverse Spider-Man, a black Hispanic Spider-Man. I think he's Hispanic. Is that true? Yeah.
Yeah, he's half black, half Hispanic.
Yeah, which, you know, and that was the purpose of creating him. It's like, okay, could you make a good Spider-Man variant? Well, okay, no, sorry. They did that, but what they did is they didn't call him Spider-Man. Like, he's Miles Morales. He's, mm-hmm. you know, into the Spider-Verse, they refer to him as Spider-Man, like,
sort yeah, of, like, but, well, like, his public face is Spider-Man in his world and all that.
But he's Miles Morales. He's distinct from Spider-Man. And that's okay. Like, you can do that for the most part. Like, it can be done poorly. But you know, I think that, Into the Spider-Verse actually does a good job at, you know, establishing this new character, this new Spider-Man who mm-hmm. Who's from a different culture and, you know, has, you know, different background than Peter Parker. But Peter Parker is Peter Parker and Miles Morales. They're different and that's okay. And that's great. And it can be good.
Yeah.
But to say that, no, Miles Morales needs to be Spider-Man. Like, I don't know if you've heard about the Spider-Man 2 game, and how it ended. Do you care about spoilers for that game? Are you ever going to play it? Okay. Basically, Spider-Man.
I'll probably watch the movie of it. I watch like with video games. Stories that I like the Star Wars ones. I watch all the cutscenes. Like you can watch, you can Google like Spider-Man 2 video game cutscene movie, and they'll edit together a full movie for you.
Right.
I've watched the first one, and it was really good.
Nice. I'm actually playing through the first game right now.
Nice.
Anyways, like at the end of Spider-Man 2, what they do is Spider-Man retires for a season. Like he just decides that he doesn't want to be Spider-Man right now, and he passes the mantle to Miles Morales. And so Miles Morales in this universe is now Spider-Man.
Mm.
It's like, okay, what about with great power comes great responsibility? You're giving up the responsibility that you've been given with your great power because you think you need to take a break. And you're passing, what they want is they want Miles Morales to be the Spider-Man in their universe, in the Sony video game universe. Right. It's like, so I'm pretty sure Spider-Man 3 is going to be Miles Morales and not Spider-Man, which is really dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways.
Well, yeah. That's what I know that's probably what Spider-Man 4 is going to be, the movie. I would not be surprised at all.
Wouldn't that completely ruin
Tom Holland's arc? Oh, yeah. But from what you've heard, have you heard like some of the things Tom Holland has said is that they need diversity. They need a black Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, he wants that. He wants to pass the mantle on to some black guy kid.
Right.
And I would not, I expect it. I maybe not fully passed on yet in that movie, but Miles, I guarantee, will be in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no way he wouldn't.
They teased him in Homecoming.
And yeah.
It's only a matter of time. Especially with the third Across Into the Spider-Verse coming out. There's rumors that they're going to actually have all three Spider-Man in live action in that movie.
Yeah.
So,
now I have nothing wrong with, I love the End of the Spider-Verse movies. I love them. And I love Miles. Like, he's a great character.
Yeah.
And like, if they had a Miles in like the Spider-Man universe, that's fine. But what I don't like the idea of the passing of the torch and they're not being,
two different characters.
Spider-Man anymore, or an Andrew Garfield Spider-Man anymore, or whatever, like it's two different characters, and that's not what we want. We don't want this classic Spider-Man. That's what we want, is a classic Spider-Man. And if they get rid of Tom Holland and replace him with a Miles, then that would be troublesome. But if it was them working together and whether in their own movies or separate movies, like, I would love that. That would be awesome. But
yeah, totally.
But yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to happen. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, as far as doing it well and putting separate movies. And I don't know. Like, if they're going to do a live action Miles Morales, it's going to be the passing of the torch, and he's going to be the spotlight Spider-Man that they're always talking about and they're always promoting and whatnot. I think they're not that dumb. Rabbit trail. This is the last. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
This is the last thing I want to talk about. What are your when's this coming out?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, let's predict the Super Bowl trailer for let's predict this Deadpool 3 trailer, and then
so when you guys are listening to this
you'll know whether or not we're right. Did we talk about this last time? I think I'm having deja vu.
We talked about the Super Bowl and Deadpool 3 trailer.
So, but as far as specifically what we're going to see in the trailer, also kind of side tangent, I don't think this will be in the trailer. Actually, I know this won't be, but there's rumors that Daniel Radcliffe was cast for a role in Deadpool 3.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the whole rumors about him being Wolverine. Like,
yeah.
He's probably going to be a Wolverine variant, and I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. And perfect. John Krasinski him.
Oh, totally. And like, I just want to see him with a big fat cigar, you know, white beef tank top, jacked, and you know, and have the hairdo and every and the sideburns, and that'd be so great. and then have Ryan Reynolds Deadpool just say make a joke about Harry Potter or something.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Have you seen the released set video of them walking, Wolverine and Deadpool just walking through a field, and Deadpool like jumps on his back, and then Wolverine just throws him off and just keeps walking, and just he just looks really
pissed off.
Yeah.
No. That's funny.
So any predictions for what we're gonna see in the trailer?
Putting you on the spot. Teases for the end of, or the destruction of the Fox universe. Teases for that, because that's what the movie's going to be about.
Also,
probably a lot of cameos.
Yeah,
I mean, the movie's going to have tons and tons of cameos. So I think we're going to see some cameos for sure in the movie.
Yeah,
I don't know about any extremely major cameos. But
yeah, I don't think, I mean, they're not going to reveal too much, I wouldn't think, but they're going to want to get people excited and make a big deal. Yeah. But it's going to spotlight Wolverine and Deadpool. So the theory is, and I think it's a rumor, is that the movie's actually going to be called Deadpool and Wolverine and not Deadpool
3. Yeah,
Kevin Feige, it was at a convention.
Because of Kevin Feige's hat. His hat, yeah. If you look at the back of his hat, it kind of looks like it says Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah,
and the front, the logo is half Deadpool, half Wolverine. So
yeah.
So I hadn't even thought about that until then, but I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, if you want to get people excited about this, like, make this a Deadpool and Wolverine movie. Like, not just Deadpool, not just Wolverine. It's both of them. This is both their stories, and obviously. Mm. It's going to have probably the tone of the Deadpool movies, but it's going to have a comic book accurate Wolverine and following Wolverine. Like, it's going to have a story for both the characters together throughout the movie, so that it's not like one prominent over the other. I think that's what they're going to do. I don't think it's going to be called Deadpool 3. I think it should be Deadpool. Well, I think it should be called Deadpool Kills the X-Men or something. I think it was called Deadpool Kills the MCU. Just go all out and just say, yep, we're ending it all. That's the title of the movie. But that's a comic. That's a common comic book thing. Like, you know, you have the new Suicide Squad game. Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. I think Deadpool kills the... Is it Deadpool Kills the X-Men, a comic book story? Wait,
it's either the X-Men or Marvel.
Maybe.
Deadpool Kills Marvel or something like that.
Yeah, so like that's just a common comic book trope or story. Type of story.
Yeah.
So like, do the movie. Like, I mean, it's going to be the story that they're going to tell. Like, they're going to go and kill the Fox universe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I predict that we're going to see... I think we're going to see some variants of... Probably... I think we're going to see Deadpool variants and Wolverine variants in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to just see the yellow and blue.
I think we might see the TVA in the trailer.
Yeah, because that's the rumor is that TVA is going to be very prominent in the movie. So, yeah, I think we'll see the TVA.
He's probably going to find the TVA and steal one of their portal sticks so he can just jump around.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
He'll probably say something about Loki.
Probably. He's going to crack some MCU jokes, you know, now that he's in the MCU. Are we going to see the Wolverine cowl. That's cowl. Yeah. Cowl. How do you say
cowl?
Cowl.
Yeah. Cape and cowl. Cape and cowl.
Are we going to see sleeveless Wolverine?
Like towel, but with K.
Yeah.
Sleeveless Wolverine. Is he sleeveless?
We've only seen him with sleeves. Like the yellow and blue suit. Like in the comics, typically
oh.
it's
oh, yeah, in the comics, sleeves. He's sleeveless. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But in this, he's not, yeah.
The reason likely that they're not we'll probably get like a scene or two, but the reason you probably won't see a whole lot of it is because Hugh Jackman has some kind of skin disease. It just, you could tell that like, you know, something's not right. So they'd have to like CGI his arms or something.
Yeah.
Or like do some serious editing to make his arms look not diseased.
All right. Well,
that's about it.
I think that's a good time to end it.
Yeah, look forward to watching the Super Bowl and seeing some trailers and watching Taylor Swift win her first Super Bowl.
I don't know if I'll even watch it.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for subscribing. And you can continue to look forward to seeing stuff like this. We're also going to be pushing out more mini reviews and just other content, so just keep keeping an eye out for that, and we'll continue to do what we can to entertain you.
Oh yeah.